Module 7, Lesson 2, Cyclical Living. What you'll discover. We'll talk about a quick four seasons of your cycle recap. We'll discuss the creative process in flow. And we'll talk about cross-training your cycle. So let's do a quick seasons recap. We went through these 1 week at a time, but let's just go through everything one more time together. Spring is the follicular phase. That's day 7 to 13, give or take. Your creativity rises, your feel-good hormones rise, and you're the most open and daring. Summer is your ovulatory phase. That's around day 14 to 21. You're at the peak of your expression. You're the most effective and engaging, and you have plenty of energy for others. Autumn is your luteal phase. That's around day 22 to 28. You are detail-oriented. You notice things that are not up to par, and self-care becomes important. Winter. Your menstrual phase. This is day 28 through day 6. You release what is ready to go. You perceive intuition and ideas, and you're easily able to analyze data. So when these are all working together, it creates an ebb and flow to the creative process. So let's talk about that just a little bit. The creative process in your spring, this is when new ideas are really taking root. You plant the seed. This is a great time to begin a new creative project. And this is when the sprouts just start to come up. You can just see a little growth happening. Next comes the summer. Full bloom. This is when you 100% commit to your full expression. And you can see the beauty and the culmination of this project coming to fruition. Next, when you're in the autumn luteal phase, this is the harvest. It's when you reap, notice, and nourish. You know, you can kind of analyze and take stock and see what's working and what's not. You notice anything here that's not up to par in your creative process. And finally, the winter. Release. This is when you rest and receive. We often receive new insight, new inspiration for the next spiral of our creative process. So in this way, your creative process is a continual loop, weaving in on itself, moving you further and further along in your creative endeavors, whether it be the book you're writing or the business you're launching, your own personal growth or your guitar lessons, or just your life in general. In living in flow with this creative process and living in flow with our four internal seasons, we continue to grow and expand in ways that nourish us and don't deplete us. And you can see how this spiraling cyclical nature of the feminine is like a labyrinth, spiraling in on itself over and over and over again. Life, death, rebirth of your creative projects. Life, death, rebirth, envision, experience, evaluate, spiral, spiral, spiral. We often think of time as being so linear, but in this way, it becomes like a circular loop, always time to begin anew again. So let's go a little bit more in depth on a few more tools to really capitalize on this cyclical nature. We're going to be talking about how to cross-train your cycle. We've touched on this just a little bit week to week, but here's how you actually plan your life around your cycle. So cross-training means doing different exercises at different times so that your body gets the most results. So here's how to cross-train your cycle. If you think of your spring, this is where you increase commitments and engagements, increase your intensity of workouts, and you increase self-expression. So when you think of the spring of your cycle, just think about increasing. In your summer, this is where you're full, like the full moon. You're at your peak socialization, your most intense workouts, and you have extreme energy for others. So when thinking about your summer of your cycle, think of it as being full. Next is your autumn. This is when you decrease commitments and engagements, decrease intensity of workouts, decrease energy for others. Then we move to the final stage, winter. This is when you're empty. You create space on your calendar, you rest or try yin workouts, and you make time to reflect. So think of the winter of your cycle as a time to be empty. So you can see we increase, become full, decrease, become empty. It's expansion and contraction. Just like the wings of a bird, this is how a bird flies. It expands and contracts. And if you think of this as one side being good, one side being bad, it would keep the bird on the ground. So it's the expansion and contraction that gives it wings to fly, that gives it its whole experience. So you've been tracking now for about 7 weeks. Now is the time I want you to get out your calendars, whether it's your smartphone or a paper calendar, and start to notice what obligations and commitments you have coming up. Start to flirt with the idea of moving a few things around in your calendar to accommodate your ebbing and flowing energies. Have a big hike planned? Move it to a day where you might be in a part of your cycle where you feel really unstoppable. You have to pay bills this month? Move that to a day where you can predict you might be feeling more analytical. Start to move your hot dates, your workouts, social engagements, self-care, and to-dos around on your calendar, with the idea of giving your body more space to express itself, being boosted by your cyclical superpowers. If you don't yet see any patterns kind of emerging, because it has only been 7 weeks that we're tracking, that's okay. You can take some guesses. If you've started to see a few patterns emerging as you're cycle tracking, this can be really helpful. So do what you can based on what patterns you see. If you haven't noticed any patterns yet, deep breath, relax. That's okay. Is there any room here for some space so that you can check in with yourself each day and decide which of these things you'd like to do? So get out your smartphones, your big giant calendars, your day planners, whatever you've got, and move around a few things. Don't forget to schedule in that self-care in your autumn and your winter phases. Making time to schedule in big conversations, asking that boss for a raise in your summer or your late spring. Spend a bit of time here until you've got some ebb and flow on your calendar. Do what you can as far as your schedule and what feels good to you. And when you're ready, I'll see you in the next lesson.